Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is John McAvoy. I'm calling regarding your financing options. I received via mail.
Yeah.
A code.
Yeah. Do you have that? Do you have the 16-digit code?
I do.
Go ahead.
The reservation code I received was 2511-3101-0035-0776.
0776?
Correct.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up here for you. And what's a good number to call you back on just in case the phone call drops?
323-332-9971.
And your first name?
John.
John. All right, John. I have the business as Ring to Geeks.
GeekoTech. So this was a sole proprietor business that I had set up. Ever since then, we've gone on to incorporate and create an LLC.
Okay, so it's now an LLC. When did you create an LLC?
Around November 2015.
November 2015. Okay. And John, are you 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And let me just verify the address here. I have 138 East 38th Street, apartment 1A in New York.
Correct. Although we might be changing, I mean, that's good for now, but we would be moving to a new business address shortly. So I mean, that's good for now, but we'll have a different address by next week.
Okay. Okay. Perfect, John. So why don't you let me know a little bit about what's going on, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, GeekoTech was a business in the solar. We had a bunch of stuff going on, so I have been working at Con Ed for 30 years, and these are some of the small businesses I set up, and one of them took off, which was advising solar companies and alternative energy companies, and we do their online marketing and sales, which is what the company that I formed right now. What I was seeking is, in terms of unsecured capital, working capital, up to $50,000 to $100,000. I have excellent credit, but is this a merchant cash advance as opposed to what?
Well, we have many different options. So we have, you know, we can do anything from a line of credit to a unsecured cash loan to a merchant credit card loan. There's just multiple options.
If it's based off the business bank statements and revenue, that's something that because the revenue is sporadic. And I know for a merchant cash advance, you need consistent revenue. Because it's a daily payment, correct?
Correct. Well, we have daily, they have weekly, and we have monthly. So it really depends on. Is that what you want? Do you want like an unsecured loan?
No. I'm looking for an unsecured loan or $50,000 to $100,000 that I could pay back, either a fixed term or every month.
Okay.
If we can do a line of credit, that'll be great, where I can borrow as and when I need it, because it's mostly for working capital.
Okay. Have you gone to your local bank that you work with to try to get a line of credit?
I haven't, just because I just got a mortgage out, and chances are my credit score is very good. I have about $170,000 in unsecured revolving credit line, and I'm using about 12 or 13% of that. So okay. My credit score is good, my credit utilization is good, but I just got about a $1 million mortgage out, and my credit score is currently at 725. I don't have any bankruptcies, no negative anything.
Okay. Okay.
So what I wanted to find out was if I could get a business or a small business working capital loan, unsecured. I mean, I was planning on going to a local bank, but I wanted to, since I received this in the business mail, I just wanted to check and see if this is something that could work out.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the unsecured loans, that one is definitely, it's definitely going to be more based on your sales for the unsecured loan. We can try for a traditional loan, but it's really hard to get approved for.
So the unsecured loan is based on the sales?
Well, the unsecured part, yes, that one's based on the sales. And what are your revenues right now?
It fluctuates, but I'd say on an annual basis, it could be, it was for last year about $200,000. Okay. However, the revenue came in on only 3 of the 12 months, the entire $200,000.
That's fine. So I can, basically how I can position that is to say that you're a seasonal business. Right, and then when the revenue came in during that time, that's what I was able to do for another business that I helped. Same type of thing. He had a lot of his revenue come in to the three months out of the year, and we kind of positioned it as a seasonal business. So I was able to still get him some funding with that same situation that you're in.
Okay.
As far as the amount?
For example, that was last year. This year, it's been slower.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so far about $80,000 to $90,000. But it's not about me just getting funding for the sake of funding. I need $50,000 to $100,000. So either we could do, what about the credit cards, the business credit cards that you have?
The business credit cards, we can definitely help you out with, but you'd have to just go online to our website, and then you just fill out the application. There's nothing I can do over the phone to get you approved for that.
But who's your credit card process?
That is a great question. That I'm not 100% sure. I don't deal with credit cards, so I don't. I really wouldn't know the answer to that. I can have someone give you a ring back and kind of give you a little bit more info on that if you like.
That would be very helpful, because if I could either speak to the underwriting, because before I applied, I just wanted to know who the credit card processor is and, you know, whether we can work. Because I just don't want a hard credit hit on my profile without knowing for sure that it's something that would work out with me.
Sure. Now, are you, for the credit card, are you talking about, do you want to have credit cards set up? Are you trying to set up a credit card processing machine, or are you...
No.
You just want to know who it's backed by, whether it's Visa, MasterCard.
No, I'm just looking to find out if it's done by Elon, if it's done by Bank of America.
Oh, got it,
Actual credit card processing, not all companies do the actual, credit authorization. I wanted to find out who's actually behind the credit card that's going to be doing the authorizations and the credit analysis and things like that.
Okay.
And what their terms typically are. Like, I know Bank of America and Chase might be more lenient on credit limits versus, say, HSBC or a smaller credit operating process. So that's what I want to find out.
Okay. Yeah, let me, I got your number and here, 323-332-9971. And then I will talk to someone and have someone give you a call back.
Or even email, if you could take my email.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's John J. McAvoy 60.
John J. How do you spell the last name?
McAvoy, McAvoy.
Okay.
60 at gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I'll do that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Yeah.